OFM Book Talk. The stories behind the writers.
Listen, it's the start of a new year, 2022. At OFM, we're calling it 2020 You. And joining me on the line is award-winning speaker and best-selling author Nikki Bush to help us basically navigate through the challenges that might pop up in the new year. Of course, it's been a tumultuous past 2 years, I can actually say. And Nikki, if we're looking forward, I think it's always important that we look back, and you're a firm believer in the idea of looking back to look forward. Tell us a bit more about this concept and why exactly we should be doing that.
Thanks, Ronaldo. And I think it's important up front just to clarify, we're not looking back to go back to normal. What we are looking back to is reflecting on the past year in order to inform us for the new year. And what I like to do is use what I have as a PowerPoint template, and to really capture my year, the past year, in pictures. Really important to capture the year in Technicolor, not in necessarily numbers and measurements, but in pictures, because the brain absolutely loves visual images. There's a richness to it. There's another dimension to it. And so it's a bit like coloring in your own picture. So if our listeners want to get hold of the template, they can get the reflections template at nikkibush.com. It's also mentioned in my new book called Future Proof Yourself, which came out in 2021. And what you do is you look at your year through three lenses. The first one is, what brought you joy? And joy is a very, very important thing, because it's about pleasure, it's about happiness, it's about that upbeat feeling. And it doesn't have to be big stuff. For me, it was learning how to read for pleasure again. After my husband's death in 2017, I stopped reading for pleasure. And at the end of last year, I started reading for pleasure all over again. And that brought me so much joy. And I find that joy and growth are the sections that have the most number of pictures in them. Growth is about, you know, how have you grown? What have you learned in the past year? And that's super, super important, because it's about change. It's about growing with what's happening in the world, not pushing against it. What new skills have you learned? Have you started a new business? Did you get a new job, a promotion? Maybe there's a new relationship in your life. So where are you blossoming in your life is probably a good way to put that. And so there'll be lots of entries in the joy and the growth categories. And then you will look at excellence. Now, excellence is excellence. It's got to be better than good. So you'll only have two or three entries under excellence. For me, obviously, having my book published last year was absolute excellence for me. So what would be excellence for you? And I can honestly say there are only two or three things every year that land up in the excellence category. So those are three lenses through which to reflect on 2021. And I find what happens when we do that is there's a renewed sense of purpose, an acknowledgement of your progress and your growth, and that kind of phrase of, look how far I've come. I can do this. I've got this. The hard work, the effort, the investment, the commitment in 2021 was worth it. And that's not to say that things didn't go wrong in 2021, but it's about keeping perspective and celebrating those things that we can celebrate. So reflection was the first part of this conversation. The second part is perspective. That it's very easy, Ronaldo, to get stuck down a rabbit hole of negativity. And we do need to step back and look at not just the collateral damage of a situation, but the collateral beauty too, which is very much at the core of my book, Future Proof Yourself.
One thing I sometimes struggle with is the idea of getting myself out of a rut of looking into the negatives or having a very glass half full approach to things. One thing that you mentioned is, of course, celebrating the small wins and the big wins. It's probably one way we can get over that hurdle of looking into the negative.
Absolutely. So you do need to capture the big and the small, because, you know, success is really just a series of lots of failures and lots of successes. It's a culmination and a combination. And failure should be seen as a process of feedback, not as a catastrophe. What have you learned? How have you grown from both the good things and the bad things that have happened in your year? How does it inform your decision-making moving forward? And here's another thing that I highlight in the book, and that really is that sometimes we get stuck in a decision-making rut, and we keep making the same old decisions because we're not looking at the data. We're not looking at the feedback. What is our world, our little own little universe, actually telling us about what we're doing? And are we really doing some positive reflection? So I really do advise people to take a piece of paper and divide it up into a number of columns and look at what you're doing in the first column. So all the things, the activities you're involved in. It could be work. It could be parenting. You might add in maybe you're involved with an association. Maybe you've taken on a leadership role in an association. I did that, and it was a fantastic thing in 2020 that I took a leadership role in an association, the Professional Speakers Association. Absolutely brilliant year. I took so much away from that role. I gave so much in that role. I gave it up in 2021 because it was just a one-term thing, and I really missed it, Ronaldo. I missed it. But under my activity column, I worked out that I had been putting 20 hours a month into that role, and I got a lot out of it during that year. Now that I wasn't doing that role anymore, what could I do with those 20 hours? And that was a critical question. I had gained 20 hours. What was I going to do constructively with the 20 hours that I'd gained? So those columns in this decision-making template, which you can also pick up on nikkibush.com, it's actually called Prioritizing Template, is look at how much money you're making out of an activity, how much money you perhaps are spending on that activity. Maybe you're not making money, maybe it's costing you money. How passionate are you? How interested are you? And you can do that out of 10. And how many hours do you invest in that activity every single month? And it really makes it quite easy sometimes to take something off your to-do list because it's not making you money, you're not interested, you're not passionate. But it's taking up a lot of time. And then you can cross a line through it, feeling good about it, because you've actually looked at the data. You've looked at the feedback. And that's important. A lot of people don't do that.
It's a bit like a life audit.
Yes, definitely it is. That's a lovely way to put it. It is a life audit because you're actually asking yourself two questions. How is this activity serving me? And does it still serve me? And then you can ask yourself another question. How is it serving the world? And if the world is prepared to pay you good money for doing something that you're interested in but not passionate about, you may strategically decide to continue with it.
Listen, it's lovely chatting to you. We'll post a few links to the book and to your website and these materials that you've just mentioned on our site, ofm.co.za. I hope you have a fantastic 2022, and I'm sure we'll chat soon again.
Fabulous. I'd love to continue the conversation about how we can flourish in uncertain times. Thank you, Ronaldo.
OFM Book Talk, the stories behind the writers. Listen to the full interview online at ofm.co.za.